Nagsimula si Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull kahapon ng napakaaga sa Perth sa pamamagitan ng wake-up call mula sa komentarista sa radyo ng Sydney na si Alan Jones sa kaniyang 2GB show.
We've got the Prime Minister out of bed. He's in Perth. Prime Minister, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Alan. I'm operating on Eastern time, so I'm wide awake.
Stop pretending, will you? Stop pretending.
Mula roon, umalis si Turnbull upang dumalo sa isang business breakfast sa marginal Liberal seat ng Swan. Ginamit niya doon ang kaniyang talumpati upang batikusin ang mga polisiyang piskal ng Labor. Iginiit din niya na dapat nang umalis ang Britanya sa European Union at na ang planong pang-ekonomiya ng koalisyon ang natatanging may kakayahang harapin ang anumang mga kahihinatnan.
It is possible that Britain will vote to leave the EU. That will cause a degree of uncertainty in global markets, and the anticipation of that is already doing that. It is a reminder that we need to ensure that we have strong, committed, capable economic leadership, a stable government with a clear national economic plan. Because there are many things that occur in the global economy over which we have no control. There are many shocks that can occur.
Sinabi ng leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten, na naroroon din sa Perth na ang Labor ay may panukalang mga pamamaraan upang harapin ang posibleng paglabas ng Britanya sa European Union.
Labor's plan is regardless of what happens overseas. Our plan is based upon long-term sustainable growth and the creation of real and meaningful jobs.
Samantala, ipinakikita sa huling mahalagang survey na nangunguna ang Labor sa koalisyon ng 51% sa 49% o 59% to 49% sa tinatawag na two-party preferred. Naglunsad ang federal na tesorero Scott Morrison ng isang liberal na anunsyong kampanya na nagbababala ukol sa panganib ng alyansang Labor-Greens kung sakaling mangyari ang tinatawag na hung parliament.
A Greens, Labor, indeed independent government is a very real prospect at this election. And there is a choice. The continued stability of a Turnbull coalition government with a national economic plan for jobs and growth to support our transitioning economy at this very sensitive stage. Very sensitive stage. Or the chaos that would come from a Labor, Greens, independent government.
Hindi ito ikinatuwa ni Shorten.
Mr. Morrison's proven that he's an even worse filmmaker than Treasurer, and that takes some beating. I'll make two things very clear. My Treasurer, Chris Bowen, if elected, will spend his time on the nation's finances, not upon B-grade YouTube videos. In terms of the specific allegation, same old Liberals, same old lies. They know that we will not go into coalition with the Green political party, full stop. But they believe that if you repeat a lie often enough, that somehow the sheer repetition of the untruth makes it true. It is not true.
Samantala, ipinagtanggol ng Australian Greens ang kanilang desisyon na ibigay ang preference sa Christian Democrats na naniniwalang ang homosexualidad ay isang sakit pangkaisipan kaysa sa mga liberal. Binigay ng New South Wales Greens ang preference kay Reverend Fred Nile kaysa sa kandidato ng Liberal Party, ang gay at katutubong kandidato para sa Sydney na si Jeffrey Winters. Sinabi ng leader ng Greens na si Richard Di Natale na ito ay nagpapadala ng mensahe tungkol sa plebisito ng koalisyon ukol sa same-sex marriage.
What they're saying is that they don't support a party whose approach to marriage equality is to hold a very divisive and hateful plebiscite. And let's be really clear about this. On the back of what we've just seen, that tragedy in the US.
Samantala, ibinigay naman ng Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek ang kanyang suporta sa mga komento ng kanyang leader ukol sa posibilidad ng isang kasunduang pangkatutubo. Sinabi ni Shorten na kailangang simulang talakayin ng Australia ang tungkol sa posibleng kasunduan kapag kinilala ang katutubong mga mamamayan sa konstitusyon. Sa pakikipag-usap sa ABC, sinabi ni Plibersek na ang konstitusyonal na pagkilala sa mga katutubong Australiano ay hindi dapat maging huling hakbang sa pagkakasundo.
What Bill said is that constitutional recognition and a treaty are not mutually exclusive, that of course we should take this next step together. We should absolutely continue to work in a bipartisan way for constitutional recognition. This needs to be something that parliamentarians across the political spectrum join to support. But that doesn't mean that's the end of our reconciliation journey.
Ngunit nagbabala si Attorney General George Brandis laban sa nasabing mga panukala.
What I think is regrettable is that Mr. Shorten has elevated the degree of difficulty for this proposed referendum on constitutional recognition of Indigenous Australians.
Samantala, inilabas ng leader ng Katter Australian Party, Bob Katter, ang isa sa mas kakaiba at wala sa tiyempong mga anunsyo ng kampanyang panghalalan. Ipinakikita sa video na binabaril ni Katter ang kaniyang mga karibal sa politika kung saan inilarawan niya ang mga ito sa ABC.
There's me with a make-believe revolver blowing smoke and looking very clever. And there's sort of people at the scene who are not looking too well. And I got a smirk on my face.